Another question that, based on what you said last week, I think just needs a quick clarification. Last week, when we were talking about when the husband is afraid of losing his job, and you said something about not sharing the emotion, the practical part, yes, share, and the emotional part, don't share. And could you just elaborate a little bit? What do you mean by the emotional part? If we can't share our feelings
So
with our
I
wives,
spoke about it. I elaborated. I don't know. I got to say something. That answer was probably 15 minutes long. So
yes.
maybe the problem was that it was too long. But I think I clearly explained at length that, I gave you my whole prayer about the chetei tzadas and the zeh sapecha techo lechem, the whole thing, right? That a man's curse is making a living. Women also make a living, right? Holy Shishchayil is about a woman who has an Amazon business, right? So what are you talking? What it means is that a man emotionally identifies with the stress, the strain of being the one who has to bring home money. So what I'm saying is, for a man, you may have deeper feelings. By deeper feelings, I mean that it actually touches upon your whole identity and self-concept when it comes to frustration with making a living. What I'm saying is that may not be fair to put that on your wife. So whereas you might discuss stresses and strains in life, yeah, like for instance before when he asked the question about somebody who wants to talk about Corona with his wife, and you want to talk about the stress and the strain, fine, talk about it, okay? But there are certain things, like when a man has deep, when his whole identity is rocked by insecurity when it comes to tirdas haparnasa, that may not be something that can translate to a woman's language, and therefore either she's not going to be able to support you the way you want her to, or it's just going to burden her. Or maybe that's two ways of saying the exact same thing. So that's what I was pointing out, that when it comes to financial strain, when it comes to financial strain, a man has certain deep identity issues with that topic that may be best discussed with other men, and you will find more compassion from other men and more support from other men.
So what I'm hearing is it's not that you shouldn't discuss emotions and things like that. It's just that particularly in this Parnassa aspect, it's better to discuss with other men, but not that you shouldn't discuss emotions with your wife.
And let me flip it. So a couple questions ago, we had a woman whose greatest aspiration in life was not being a mom, right? So that's a unique woman's issue that a man can never fully relate to, because just like Adam was cursed with having to make a living, Chava was cursed with having to raise children. Now, obviously, children are a blessing, so they're not a curse. The child's not the curse. But just like making money is not a curse. But the pressure of identifying with the task of making money, of having to look at myself as a money maker, causes a lot of deep stress for a man. For a woman, there are deep identity issues with the stress of being a mommy. That's just the way that it is since the Chetei Tzadas. That's human nature. So that question where that woman had these deep issues about, not feeling so fulfilled. And there are many women who are that way, which there are many men who, by the way, resent having to be breadwinners. And it's a deep issue for them. And they're not going to ever fully get support from their wives because it's a gender-specific issue. So I'm using that as an example that we're, this husband could be supportive to his wife. I'm saying the woman who doesn't identify so deeply as a mother, or as deeply as she may identify with other aspirations, right? That's a deep issue. And I remember I said, I'll quote myself, I think I remember what I said 15, 20 minutes ago, that that's such a big issue that only a Rebbe could really address it, and it's not for a husband to sort that out for her, but at least he can try to be a little bit supportive. Now let's flip it. Let's say the man is dealing with parnasa issues. Again, that's a deep issue. Or at least it has the potential to be a deep issue. Let me correct myself. It has the potential to be a deep issue because it's something that men identify with so deeply, in which case don't put that on another human being, that they should sort that for you. That's a much bigger issue than you're going to find resolution for within the context of your marriage. So, yeah, talk about your feelings, talk about what's going on in life, but also remember that men need male friends and women need female friends, and there are certain things that are gender-specific, like these two examples that we gave. Don't put pressure on your spouse to try to identify with things that are not that are not mutual to, you know, to both male and female. And I told you last week I'm going to be sexist and I'm going to use the traditional gender specific roles, but you know what? This is Torah. This is the reality. There are certain things that are just existential truths that, you know, whether it's because of our spiritual makeup or ultimately everything's because of our spiritual makeup, because everything's nostalgia from spiritual truths. But the point is, however it came to be, these are realities. So that's all I was referring to. I hope that's understood.
So I think that the way the person understood it is that not to talk about emotions in general, and I think that you clarified it now. It's these
well,
kinds
obviously,
of emotions,
I would never
not emotions
that.
In general.
Right. I don't know how anyone would get such an impression that I would say, do not speak about emotions in general. I'm not even sure how that anyone garnered that impression.
Okay. Out of context. Okay. One final question.
You know what happened? The guy's wife listened to the call for him and told him what I said, and that's why he got it out of context.